Welcome to the Beauty Buzz.
I'm Jamie.
And I'm Ange.
We're two girls with one mission.
To empower women, share our favorites, and get down into the nitty-gritty of all things beauty.
Join us as we stop making beauty overwhelming and share with you answers to the topics that you want to know.
Hey, hey, we are back with another episode. How have you guys been? I hope you've been well. This week, we are going to talk about the newly announced partnership of Ulta having pop-ups inside of Target.
Yeah, it's been a minute. And that news broke, what, last week?
Yeah, I think so. So I think Jamie and I have different opinions on this. I think this is the weirdest thing I've ever heard. It does give me like Sephora and JCPenney vibes, but also Target has a complete beauty section, a complete drugstore beauty section. I'm not entirely sure what is happening here. Like, I don't get it. I truly don't get it. And I have questions.
See, I originally thought that it was strange, but then when I sat and marinated on it for a minute, I actually kind of think it's genius, at least from like a marketing standpoint, because if you think about
it. For who?
For both of them, actually. So, okay, as a normal consumer, we roll inside a Target, and let's be honest, like you go in to Target to buy like toilet paper. You leave spending $700 on like random stuff you didn't need. So you go into Target with the mindset of you leave with what Target tells you you need. Okay.
Yeah.
So like throw Ulta in there. And I don't think they're going to bring a bunch of drugstore brands over because Target already has all of those, except I think they're going to bring over more like I don't want to say exactly high end, but like not necessarily MAC and stuff, but like maybe they'll bring over like some Too Faced and like very consumer friendly brands.
But are you going to tell me that the head of NARS is sitting in, well, I would say their conference room, but they don't have that because pandemic, is sitting in their living room somewhere and they're like, you know what? I want to be on a shelf in Target.
I mean,
they barely want it to be in Ulta.
I mean, they are on the website if you go on walmart.com. So
no, we can't use that excuse. That's all third party crap. Like, so is Gucci technically. They didn't ask to be there.
True.
That's some third party nonsense. But like, so I guess it brings me to my first question. Like, okay, you go into Target, Target tells you what you need, and you come out $800 less in your bank account, right? Well, how is that working at checkout? Is Ulta having a separate checkout? Or because I want my points. So
ooh, that's actually a good point.
And it kind of comes from both ends because people want their cash back from their Target red card. So how is that going to work?
So maybe maybe it's going to have to be a Sephora and JCPenney scenario because you can't walk around JCPenney's with your Sephora package
and
roll up to the JCPenney checkout and be like, hey, yo, I would like to buy all of this, throw it. Like, granted, you can use your JCPenney's card, I believe, but I don't think that you can take your beauty to like a different thing. So maybe it's a good thing because they'll have Ulta employees maybe doing some makeover action in the Target, helping you, you know, like the salespeople at Ulta now, and then they'll walk you to the checkout and you check out in there and then you go about the rest of your living your best life inside of Target. Instead of having to go to two stores, I feel like you get like a free-for-all.
If it works that way.
I mean,
what happens?
It's going to be interesting.
What happens if it's not the same checkout process? So then do I have to go into an aisle or self-checkout and have two transactions to make sure that I get my points and or can use my Ulta credit card? I have questions and I want answers.
Wait, but could you imagine if you can use your Ulta credit card at Target now? You know how many points you could just get buying like milk? I mean, that is a really good, so maybe you're making me take back my thought of it's a great idea because I was like, you know what, this is kind of cool because there's times when I just want to go to Target, but then I'm like, damn, I'm out of this eyeshadow and I don't want to go to Ulta. Granted, where I live, my Target and Ulta are literally right next door, but call me lazy and I don't want to go to two stores sometimes. So
I understand it in, so like, I don't want everyone to think I'm like hating on them getting an Ulta. I understand it if the Ultas are going into Targets where maybe Ulta isn't as easily accessible. That to me would make sense. Like how when they Target did like their Disney pop-up, the closest one to me was like somewhere in like the Poconos in Pennsylvania. And that made sense because they didn't have easy access to a Disney store. If the Target across from my mall did the Disney store, I'd be like, this is weird because I could go across the street. So I understand it in the capacity of, okay, hey, cool. People can't get to Ulta. But is this the death of Ulta? Because if Target has a monopoly on everything, like I think this is great for Target. I think the Target marketing is smart. I think whoever came up with this plan at Target is a genius. But if you could get everything that you need at Target, then you're not going to go to Ulta. Does that kill Ulta retail?
Well, okay. So I pulled up an article of when it was first launched, like when the news broke. And what this says is that it's basically going to be, Target is expanding the retailer's growing beauty business with new brands that it didn't carry before. And since Ulta already sells a mix of drugstore beauty and pricey brands that aren't found in big box stores, they reach younger and more budget conscious consumers. That's why they decided to do this merger. It's going to be just only 1,000 square feet. They're mini shops. So I'm assuming that they probably have to reach out to every brand that they have on their roster and be like, "Ayo, you cool being sold inside Target too," kind of thing. And supposedly it's supposed to help them both grow their exposure because they're trying to, you know, deliver an audience that Target has of, wait, what is this?
This doesn't make sense to me. This doesn't make sense to me. Like you're growing, everyone knows what Ulta is and everyone knows what Target is. Like who, I don't get it.
I mean, I'm going to assume that it's like, only going to be in 100 stores. So I'm assuming the test stores are going to be stores, like you said, ones that maybe Ulta isn't so easily like accessible. Cause like, let's be honest, literally where I live, Ulta's like right next door to Target. Like you can walk, like take your Target cart inside of Ulta, yeah, kind of close. So like, it would be really stupid for them to open up an Ulta in my Target when Ulta, the big store, is literally like right there.
But would it be stupid? Because there's a Sephora in my mall that also has a Sephora and JCPenney in the same mall, 200 feet away from me.
You know what? My mall has that too. And I've always thought that was weird. But you know what I did notice is that at least at mine, the Sephora inside JCPenney's, they carry some things that the Sephora upstairs doesn't, which is,
I've never looked because I don't really mess with Sephora.
Well, that's because they need to fix their point system.
But that could be a whole other podcast.
That's a whole other conversation.
My hatred for Sephora.
Yeah. Me and my 12,000 points that like, what am I going to do with them?
They stole all mine, so who knows. I polled my audience right when it first broke and I was like, hey, is this weird? And it was pretty much like a 70-30 split. 70% didn't think it was weird, but then there were the 30% who were like me, who were like, this is dumb, I don't get it, why is it happening, can we use our credit cards? Like, I just feel like we didn't get enough information and I just don't understand its purpose, especially because, and I know this isn't the same for every Target across the country, but when my Target did their big remodel, our beauty section basically looks
like Sephora, like
a Sephora or an Ulta with gondolas. So are they going to get rid of that stuff? Because I like to shop those gondolas with like the little $3 face masks and bath bombs and things like that. So again, I think, sure, this is great for Target. I just don't have enough confidence that it's the best move for Ulta. I think it's kind of weird. I guess, though, since Ulta has more higher end stuff now with brands who used to like refuse, like you remember back in the day, there were brands who they were never going to go on a shelf in Ulta.
Yep.
And they would only be in Sephora. Now those same brands are in Ulta. So does it make a further run? Like, does this kill Sephora?
Well, so, okay. So this article right here actually says that they're doing, Ulta is entering in this expansion mode to rival Sephora because of the simple fact that Sephora's concept store within a store was in 2006. And the arrangement has basically taken JCPenney out of bankruptcy because it brought people into those stores. We all know Target ain't going bankrupt. Like, let's keep it real.
Yeah.
Pretty positive Ulta's not going bankrupt either based on how busy mine is all the time. So this one is saying that the two sides believe that it could be a win-win strategy because it's taking totally opposite consumers that shop at both stores and giving them like the experience together. So I do think based on the way this is reading that,
I mean, it's a good pitch deck. I just don't know that the two consumers are so different. Like, I want to meet the Target shopper who's never heard of Ulta or the Ulta shopper who's never heard of Target. Like, that's what it sounds like they're marketing it towards. And I don't necessarily get that unless they're going after like this stereotypical Target shopper who doesn't have time to do makeup and is like running around with a chicken without her head cut off. I don't know.
Well, so it also says in this article,
I also don't know why I have so many strong feelings about this.
Well, to address your original question about the whole checkout situation, this article says that neither side has yet to comment on how that's going to work.
Exactly. Cause they're probably like, we don't know.
And then it also says that they're going to bring in some shop in shop, capabilities like a try on glam lab and all sorts of stuff, which that sounds great and all. But now I'm curious about the whole theft aspect that might happen because I feel like people steal from Target in general. Okay. Yeah. Like I can't tell you how many times I've reached and grabbed something and like looked at, like, thank God I actually like look at things before I, especially ones that don't have like the paperback. Like if I'm buying a drugstore product, like if you grab a lipstick, like you're just like, oh, whatever. And I'm that person that if the lid comes off, that means someone opened it and used it. Okay. So, and I've actually almost checked out with someone else's probably cold sore infested freaking lip balm. And I don't want it. So I am very curious how that whole, cause like the remodel, my beauty section's so wide open that even like the two beauty guide people that are in there, they can't cover that whole section. So like, obviously they're going to bring in new staff. So are they going to literally pack it like it's a Sephora with like six associates?
Oh no.
Eyeballing people so that every inch of the 1,000 square feet, they're going to be like, do you need some help? Do you want to try this on? Do you want to do this?
I don't know. I have questions. I would like answers to them. I just want to know how it's going to work. I'm really just mainly, I guess, concerned if I'm going to get points because I'm not going to sit here and like, while I think this is weird, if an Ulta pops up in my Target, even though there's an Ulta down the street, I'm damn sure still going to shop there.
No, I would too.
Just what I do. But
well, and let's be honest, the Ulta point system is superior. Like for every
phenomenal,
it's literally free money. Like
I just watched this girl's TikTok. So for a year, so she clearly hit what's Ulta's highest diamond.
Wait, which one? Yes, diamond, because that's what
I was. So she clearly hit diamond, but so she shopped for a year, didn't use any of her points. I'm assuming she also had the credit card. She ended up with $1,800 worth of points at the end of the year.
I had $765 worth of cash. You want to know what I did with that last year? I went and bought a bunch of Christmas presents.
Yeah.
I was like, you're getting perfume.
Meanwhile, you're getting beauty. Sephora's still out here like, here's your stupid sample.
or you can save your points and bid on something that there's one of and you'll never get it. Like a masterclass in New York with like Bobby Brown. Oh, but by the way, you got to pay for your own travel.
Exactly. Like this is Sephora. we, again, I don't even want to get into it because I could talk for hours about how they're just. So I guess that is the big question coming out of this is, does this kill Sephora? Because how many brands at this point does Sephora have that aren't sitting in, like, that are exclusive to Sephora that you can't get at A, Ulta, or B, on a different website or from them, like, right, from the website specifically? Because if you're not getting anything out of purchasing at Sephora, I could go buy Charlotte Tilbury and hit free shipping on her actual website before I can hit it on Sephora.
Or Drunk Elephant, you can go straight to the Drunk Elephant website and do that easy pay life.
Exactly. So does it kill Sephora?
I guess we'll find out. I wonder if it kills them. And I also wonder if it's going to, like, catapult Ulta into just, like, being.
They are the new Sephora. Because for so long, it was MAC. Like, if you needed makeup, you went to MAC. If you needed to know how to do makeup, you went to MAC. That isn't so much the case anymore. I can't tell you the last time I walked into, like, an actual MAC store. And then they kind of got taken over by Sephora. But honestly, at this point, I can't tell you the last time I stepped foot in a Sephora.
Yeah, I can't tell you that either because A, COVID, but I just usually go on Sephora.com anyways because it's easier. But
even before COVID, I don't know when the last time I went into Sephora was. I go into Ulta all the time.
Yeah.
I just feel like the experience in Ulta, and again, I don't want to get into Sephora versus Ulta. We're going too far. Whole other podcast. Maybe that'll be next week. You can label it Ange's hatred for Sephora. Guess they'll never be sponsoring me. Ulta should come hang out, though. I'm their biggest fan.
Hey, Ulta credit card is life. You get, like, you get double points. So,
yes. Or,
yeah.
That, I think that's my biggest concern about them sitting inside of a Target is, like, am I still going to get points? Can I still use my credit card? How's this going to work? Give me an answer. And I guess at the end of the day, if it's a separate checkout process, I still get the same amount of points. Maybe you get extra points on some days for shopping at Ulta in Target. Who knows? If all those things happen, then sure, have at it. Come sit in Target. I don't care if it's weird. Yeah, I will still shop and buy everything.
There's definitely questions. So what I think is that you guys should hit us up and let us know your thoughts. Do you think this is going to be a great thing? Or even though we all, there's a bunch of unknown that they have to figure out. They better figure it out soon because it says starting in 2021, which last time I checked, it's like next week, it seems. So, yeah.
Someone's going to roll up in here and be like, why does this girl
hate Sephora so much?
Hate Sephora and have such strong feelings about an Ulta inside of Target. Listen, I'm a weirdo. You came from my Instagram. You already know that. Yeah. So let us know what you guys think. Like Jamie said, I want to hear everyone's opinion on this. Again, you could call and leave an actual voicemail if you want, or just come hang out in our DMs on Instagram. You can find all of our info in the show notes below. Yep. And then we will be back next week and then every Friday thereafter because the world's not crazy anymore and I don't have COVID.
And we'll chat next week about why Ange hates Sephora.
Yeah. Listen, that might go over 15, 20 minutes. That might be a 3-hour podcast. You guys should call in and leave your votes. Do you like Sephora? Do you hate them? I'm going to get a bunch of Sephora employees who are going to, like, come for me.
No, they're already still pissed about the whole situation that happened previously.
Exactly. So. We could talk about that too.
Yeah.
All right. I hope you guys have a great weekend and a great week whenever you're listening to this. And we will talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Bye.